Welcome to the Strength Connection Podcast, a show to share stories, insights, and experiences in strength physically, mentally, and spiritually. I'm Michael Krukowski, host of the Strength Connection, and I'm so grateful that you can join me today. So in these episodes, I connect with some of the most inspiring and successful individuals to chop it up and learn from true life experiences that have helped them become who they are, the strongest versions of themselves. So let's dive in. Here we go.
All right, and we're live. What's up, guys? Thank you for joining me. Welcome to the Strength Connection Podcast. So in this episode, what I wanted to do is to dive into the last three episodes with you. Some really incredible conversations with Paul McElroy, with Tim Anderson, and Nikki Hoffman. And what I wanted to do is give you some of the insights of the takeaways that I got from these conversations. Some things after I left that I wrote down, explored a little bit more, and want to go a little bit deeper with you on these. So these are, you know, all three of these last people I've known for a bit before. You know, Paul and Tim have been on the podcast before, had some great conversations. Nikki was new to the show. I've known her from some various groups that I was in before, but some really interesting takeaways on a lot of different aspects of strength. So I wanted to dive in, share some of those things that I learned, and hopefully will resonate with you. And if you haven't listened to these episodes, they're all live now. Go back and check them out. Just some really insightful, just nuggets, you know, from these three titans in a way. So I'll start with Paul. So Paul McElroy in this conversation entitled The Pillars of Power. Paul's one of the most interesting guys I've ever talked to. I knew him from the Strong First community from a long time back when he was the main guy in Strong First Ireland. And since then, he has, you know, really gone into a lot of different directions in strength. But I chatted with him before on the Breakthrough Secrets podcast. And then the last time he was on this show was with Denis Vasilov when they were going head to head in a charity battle, doing long cycle clean and strict press, raising money, and having those two guys, you know, together. I mean, some of the most top world-class athletes in the world. And we got to chat about that, his experience of going, you know, toe-to-toe with the champ. You know, Denis Vasilov, I think he's 11 or 12 time, you know, world champion in GS. So he is the Michael Jordan of the kettlebell world. And so I got to chat with him about that. But a lot of what we dove into was his work he's doing with his new seminars. One is on mastering the kettlebell press and the other one is on pillars of power. And I talked to him a lot about the press, and it was interesting because we dove into one particular movement in strength. We chatted about it a little bit before, but I wanted to ask him just his process of why he was so fascinated by this one movement. You know, what was it about this? And dove deep into just that specific concept and really got an insight into how he thinks about how he goes about trying to get to another level. And the way that he described it, I thought was really interesting because he is very familiar with the hard style world of training. He's also very familiar with the GS world and that type of work. And they're both two different systems, and being, you know, a kettlebell practitioner myself for a long, long time, all really in the hard style world. But after talking to a lot of people in the GS world, like I understand and respect that so much. It's just really a different goal. It's a different pursuit of what you're trying to attain. And with a lot of Paul's work is really utilizing both systems, but also kind of going beyond that as well. And that's where he spent the majority of his time, specifically over the last few years, and dove a lot into the world of overhead pressing. And when I asked him about this, he had a really interesting, you know, talk about, you know, saying there's these great systems out there and it's important to learn them and to learn everything that you can about them, but then also find out, one, what do they do really well at, but also, is there anything that both of them are missing? I think it's very easy to look at one system and say, this is really good, but they're missing that. And then this system is really good, but they're missing that. But to look at, you know, numerous systems and say, what do they all do really good at? But then all, where are the gaps? Where are things that maybe they're everybody's missing in here? And when you go into a thought process like that, it can be very contrarian. It can come off almost arrogant or kind of like self-righteous in a way. And I've heard people say that in different contexts about Paul, but after talking to him about, you know, this at some decent length, I realized that, no, this guy is just someone that is just leveling up in so many different ways. And I think that he did it the right way. When he went into all this work that he's doing with the press, it's very different than a lot of stuff that I learned before. And a lot of people who are probably listening, if we're on the same journey, is very different from what you've learned before. But the way that he approached this was, first, he did all of this work and this obsession on himself and saw, you know, the intricacies, the details, all the mathematics of program stuff. He did it all on himself first before he was doing it with other people. Saw the results, saw the things that he was doing and how good he was feeling. He finally got those programs and that system down. Then he started working with the clients that he had, and he started infusing it into the programs of working with his people directly. Started seeing the results from those people. Now he brought it up to the masses. And I think it's self-evident of thinking, yeah, this is the right way to approach things. But so quickly, people just jump into one thing and immediately start bringing it out of this is the next best thing, just because maybe you had a little bit of some anecdotal evidence to it and you felt good with it, or you heard, you know, from another person that this is really good. So you start preaching it right away. Paul didn't do that. Paul went into himself and really went for years working on this solely by himself, then went to his clients and now is bringing it out more into the masses because he's built this proven system. He did that with the Amazing 12, and now he's doing that with this seminar of Pillars of Power and the Kettlebell Press. So that's just something I really admire from the diligence and the discipline and the work that he's done with that. And I think the lesson that I learned is going all in. Like, it's a cliche term from that, but this is really a beautiful story and a beautiful example of what that is, of going all in. Like, if you're really fascinated by something and you're willing to put yourself out to say that there's things that are missing in these very proven systems or want to go above and beyond it, yeah, you better go all in and you better get your facts right and you better get your systems down from that. And I think Paul's done that. So I really respect him and really admire him for it. So it was a joy to share the mic with him. I told him I'm going to try and have him come back after these new events that he's doing to recap it, go even beyond it. But Paul is really one of my most favorite people to talk to because I learned so much, you know, from him every time. So yeah, go check that one out. Go listen to the full episode of that. It was an absolute blast. All right. So moving forward, next one I had was with Tim Anderson. And Tim is truly one of my favorite people to talk to. There's just a real kindred spirit that we have of stuff. And, you know, I've said this numerous times before on the podcast that I named this the Strength Connection, because I wanted to talk about all aspects of strength, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, all those things, because I think they all work together in congruency. And Tim is the epitome, like the poster child of Strength Connection. You know, he's done so much work with Original Strength and the physical side of it. But when I had him on talking about his book, Be Naked, where he really got deep into the spiritual side, a lot of his beliefs, that was a huge key. And he came back on the podcast now to talk about his newest book, a simple book on strength. And I read through it. Tim's a beautiful writer. He's got a great economy of words, and there's a lot of great nuggets in there. And one of the cool things I talked to about him, which we didn't talk about before, was his process of writing, like how he gets an idea and how it goes from just an idea and just moving into writing about it, his process of doing that. So that was a really cool beginning piece that I learned something new about Tim here. But the biggest lesson I learned was something that we kind of came up on the fly as we were chatting about it. One of the bullet points in the chapters he talked about in this book was about discipline. And it was titled like, Don't Fall Into the Discipline Trap. Now, it's an interesting thing because discipline is a vital tool that we all need. We need to build discipline. We do that through routines and doing things that you don't want to do, taking your feelings out of it so you can still get the things done that you want to do to pursue your goal. But there was a line that he put in the book that I loved where he said, discipline is important, but if you're not careful, it can turn into your taskmaster and it can take over you. And I thought that was really interesting because one of the things I learned earlier this year was, and I forget where I heard it from, but it was the topic of having routines. And it's important to have routines to build new habits in. But once you start relying on those routines, and you think that you can't do anything else before you get this routine done, you no longer have a routine, you have a superstition. I thought that was really powerful when we came up. And as we were talking about this, me and Tim, it's like, yeah, it's important to have discipline, But it, when that turns into such rigidity of structure, all of a sudden you think like you need to wake up and you need to do this hour morning routine before you can get your mind right for stuff. Well, then what happens if something, you know, out of the blue comes up and you can't get that morning routine? Can you not do other things that you need to done for the day? It's a very easy mindset to fall into. And if you're doing that, then you're no longer using discipline in the right way. It's becoming your taskmaster. You think you need to get all these things down in the right order at all times. So I think the most important thing that I learned from this, and we talked about, is how powerful it is of adjustments. And it's good to have discipline. It's good to have routine, specifically at the beginning. But like any plan, it's only as good as the adjustments that you can make in it. Look at any team that goes out and they aim to win a game. They all have a game plan beforehand. They all have a game plan that they want to do to execute in order to win the game. But then once you're in the game, you need to make adjustments. And the best coaches and the best players know when things aren't going well, things are going well, and know how to make adjustments within it. So when you actually allow for more free flow and more adjustments within that rigidity, that's actually a form of discipline. It's different, but it's very easy to think of discipline as doing this thing regardless of anything else that happens. But actually allowing for that adjustment and that flexibility when things go awry and knowing that you need to pivot or change, that's a different form of discipline. Like if you go on vacation and you're not doing your same training plan, having discipline to allow yourself to be more free-flowing or adjust the plan, that's just as much falls into the discipline category as just blindly following your rigid structure. And I thought that was really interesting when we came up with that from there. So discipline is not just a one-way street. It's allowing for those adjustments. So that's why I wanted to share it with you today, because I think it was really powerful. All right, so pivoting, the last one that I wanted to dive into, and this is with Nikki Hoffman. So first off, it was such a blast chatting with her. So she's a wealth of knowledge, specifically in the world of high performance coaching on the entrepreneur based side as well. Was in a lot of the work with fitness and transformational nutrition for a while, till eventually building her company now, which is Edge High Performance Coaching, where she works with high performing people really on the mental side, the neuroscience side of work. And there was one particular piece that Nikki said that stuck with me, and I thought it was really cool, is when she said, when you're learning, you're not making shit. And it was so great because, one, it's just, you know, throwing the mild slang in there, I thought was hilarious. But it was a powerful lesson that I thought, because, you know, learning is an important thing to do, and there's a time to do it and to gain knowledge and gain understanding. But it's not doing the thing. It's not taking action. And I think what was interesting when I talked with Nikki is this happens at all levels. You know, we think that you get to a certain level where you've got a certain amount of success, whether that's in the physical realm, the business realm, relationship, whatever it is, you've got to another level where you're no longer at that beginning stage. You're in that advanced or even advanced beginner stage. Anytime you're going to level up or going into the next level, there's a knowledge gap that you have there where you think like you need to know more. So it's never something that you fully outgrow. But if you fall into this learning trap and you keep thinking you need to gain an understanding, it can be very easy to think that you're doing things at that time. When in reality, when she works with her high performance, it's like when you're learning, that is not doing it. You're not earning when you're doing that time. It's you're taking things that you learn and then applying it into your action, into the action. And when you're doing action and you're making moves on it, that's when you're really seeing the results. And I thought there's, you know, a lot of self-evidency into this, but I thought it was an important thing to bring up. And it brought me to a story that I heard about the clay pots. And if you've, I forget where this story came from, but I wanted to share it with you, where there was a pottery class and there was a teacher, and he split the group up into two different classes. And one of them, he said, for the whole semester, your goal is to make one perfect pot. It's like you only have to make one, but you have to make it as perfect as possible. And then he did the other group, and the other group said they just had to make as many pots as possible. That was their goal for the semester. And once they got to the end, what they saw is that the quality of the pots that were being made by the group that was just doing as many as possible was vastly better than the group that was just focusing on the one perfect pot. So I realized, and this was a beautiful lesson of, it's more important to accumulate volume than it is to accumulate depth. and understanding. Depth is really powerful, and I talk about that all the time. It is good to go deep, but when you're first starting something new or you're going into another level, the best thing you can do is you accumulate volume, you accumulate experiences over and over again. And I've had conversations with people about this in the fitness world of specifically aiming at, you need to have perfect technique on stuff. I don't believe that. And I don't think it serves most people well. I think having good technique and safe technique is important and it's vital. But this quest to having this perfect technique and having the perfect rep at all times, it does so much more harm than good. I've seen more people be scared of going into different exercises or starting a routine because they think they're doing it wrong, because they've been fed this narrative that you need to have this perfect technique. And if someone's not there watching you every single moment to make sure that you're doing it right, then something catastrophic is going to go wrong. I think that the most important thing, specifically at beginning those new levels, is just getting the shit done. Just get volume in there. You can always work on your technique. You can always work on making the quality better and better. But the best thing to do is you're going to learn vastly more by just doing the work, by getting it in, okay? Take time to learn. Take time to understand. I think that's important and will only help you with your competency. But that's 20% of the time. The 80% of the time should be going and working on building volume, building experience, and just keep throwing darts at the dartboard. And if you do that, you're naturally going to up-level your quality, your technique, your ability, your capability, your competency, all those things that we're looking for. So when Nikki brought that up, I thought that was a beautiful time to share and go deeper into this lesson right here. So focus on accumulating volume, not just focusing on accumulating depth, right? All right. So those are the three. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. Got some really fun ones that are coming up for you soon. Thank you for listening. Always appreciate your support. Till next time, talk to you soon. All right. Peace.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found some great value here. And if you like this episode, please drop a comment and leave us a 5-star rating and review. It does more to build the show than you can imagine. And do not forget to check out and join the Strength Connection Facebook group. In this group, I share the biggest takeaways and lessons from these amazing conversations, as well as training and strength tips for pursuing mastery and fulfillment in life. This group is filled with individuals looking to take full control over their strength, and it's the perfect space to explore new ideas and to share your journey. You'll also get exclusive access to the Strength Connection Mastery Seminars. It's a deep dive into the physical, mental, and spiritual training that you can begin using immediately. So do not wait. Go now. Seriously, go. All right, much love to you. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you on the next one.